You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice. Come on, someone, and be glad in it. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your goodness. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your mercy. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your long suffering. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your presence. We thank you, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, Reba Shandara Yarabasaya, for your hand that is touching, that's extended towards us right now. Someone say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your hand that is extended towards me, your hand on my head, your hand on my heart, your hand on over my belly, your hand on my life, your hand on my matters. Thank you, your hand on my feet, hallelujah, your hand on my legs, your hand on my back, your hand on my children, your hand on my finances, come on somebody, your hand on my marriage, your hand on my relationships. Thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, your hand on our day, your hand on our week, your hand on our month, your hand on our year. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your hand on my, come on somebody, I hope you're praying and saying this out loud. Thank you, oh God, for your hand on my boss, your hand on my co-workers, come on, your hand, halabasaya, on my doctors, your hand on those who I come in contact with, and knowingly and unknowingly. Okay, we can come in contact with someone and not, because we don't know them, not even be mindful of them, amen, but still having come in contact with them. I thank you, oh God, even just by passing. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for your hand that's on my home. Thank you for your hand that's on our cars. Come on, your hand on this rent situation, your hand on this mortgage situation. Come on, y'all. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for your hand, Halabo Sotoroya, that your extended hand is my report. It is my health report. It is my credit report. Come on, y'all, right now. It is, Halabasaya. Your extended hand towards me is my approval. It's my acceptance. It is my way. We thank you for your extended hand, oh God, that is clearing the path and making a way and even making a way out of no way. We thank you, oh God, for your extended hand on us today. I'm reminded of how the Bible stretched hand. Reba Shando Robo Kotara Basanda Rabashia. And so I guess let's just turn to Exodus, because that is how He delivered the children of Israel presence. We magnify you, O God. We exalt you, O God. We give you the glory, hallelujah. We give you the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you all of the praise. We seek forgiveness right now, Lord Jesus. We ask that you will forgive us our sins, those known and unknown. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you will create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us, O God. We ask, Lord God, that where the areas where we need to change our attitude, the areas, hallelujah, in what ways we need to change our habits, and in what ways and areas we need to change how we speak, and in what areas and ways do we need to change how we think to be more aligned with you, and to be more aligned with truth, and to be more with the truth. Hallelujah. The truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, O God. Thank you, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Rebashando korabasata bashia rabasata rekatia rabosondo rabasaya. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, O God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on. Are we willing today to get on that potter's wheel and receive the changes that God is asking us to make? Are we willing to surrender and to submit to the changes and the corrections, not looking at everybody else and what they're doing and what they're not doing? And even if we find ourselves seeking and praying and ever so righteous, what is God asking from us? How are we to change, receive the change today? Surrender and submit to the change in this year, not by our own will, but by the will of God and by His grace and by His Spirit, that all we have to do is surrender. Not go out and try to do it ourselves, but being obedient in the unctionings of the Holy Spirit, accepting what God is bringing to surface. Like, oh, in this area, oh, I need you to change in this. I need you to be more patient. I need you to be more loving. I need you to be more understanding. I want you to have a softer a response. Whatever, be more accepting. Overlook. Come on, somebody. Overlook. Look up to me and stop looking at the thing or the one, the person. Come on. Because this is when transformation starts to happen. The Bible says in Romans 12 that as we present ourselves a living sacrifice unto God, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service, transformation happens by the renewing of our minds. Then we're able to see, discover, come into knowing the good, acceptable, perfect will of God. See, my Bible is not telling me, okay, maybe I just speak for me, but it's not telling me to put my neighbor and to put my husband and to put my wife and to put my child and present them as a living sacrifice, amen, and present my friend and present those in the past and what they did or said, and but it's telling me to present myself a living sacrifice unto God. That I believe that when we present ourselves, then when we give ourselves over to God, there's things that happen on the earthly realm, in the heavenly realm. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a change. There's a supernatural help and a supernatural power that causes us to overcome and causes us to gain perspective and causes us to see and causes us to hear and causes us to be delivered and causes us to be renewed and causes us to be obedient and causes us to desire more of God's will. Amen. There's a change that happens, that we're heaven on earth, and that we're a reflection of heaven and earth. And there's something that the Holy Spirit has been ministering unto me for some time now, and it's that there's no self in Christian. Hello? There's no self in Christian, and when we are we're living in on earth and in a world where self is exalted and self, we're self-consumed and self-absorbed and self-guided and self-helped. Hello. And self-inflicted and self is itself.
To refuse to pay attention to what one's own desires are saying. Apataneomai, deny utterly. To refuse to think about what one wants just for oneself. Come on, y'all. Somebody said deny self. We're presenting ourselves unto God. A living sacrifice. Allowing God to mold us and to shape us in the reflection of Christ, in the reflection of kingdom, in a reflection, in an image that's greater than what this earth, than what we've even seen on this earth. Hallelujah. We follow images. We're looking at images of people and we want to be like them. No! Why not be in the image that we were created in? Did not God say, let us make man in our image? In our likeness? Who is us in our? God the Father, Jesus the Son, our Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit. See, and I'm talking, even Christians conform. The Christians so self-oriented. Why? How? What? What's going on? It's also to put oneself at the end of the line or to say to one's heart to keep quiet. To put oneself at the end of the line or to say to one's heart, keep quiet. Come on. Somebody said, come on, Holy Spirit. Keep quiet. Keep quiet. Why? Because scripture also speaks that it's out of the heart that the issues of life flow. And scripture also speaks about, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Amen, someone. And sometimes we're just, we're following our own agenda, and we're following what we want, and we're following even out of immaturity. Now we can think that this is mature, but maybe there's some fruit of the spirit that needs to mature in these places that I can see even clearer and recognize even better. There's better. Oh, this is an area that my standards can go higher. Hallelujah. So we need to, as we forge forward, looking forward. We need to be equipped and ready to tell our heart at times to keep quiet and so I can hear what my Lord and Savior is saying. Keep quiet so that I can follow the Holy Spirit. Keep quiet that I may submit and obey and lay down my life, that I can see the power, the resurrecting of power of God in this area, in this situation, in my career. Keep quiet. Come on. The desire or a need can carry us away from God versus allowing us to allow God to carry us into the supply and into the way. Keep quiet. We're going to wait. Keep quiet. You're going to forgive. Keep quiet. We're going to love. Keep quiet. We're going to let go. Keep quiet. Not my will, thine will be done. It's not until we say, not my will, that, and we say and declare, thine will be done, then what's next? Thine kingdom come. But if I'm in thine will, we won't see the kingdom. If Jesus remained in his will in the Garden of Gethsemane, we would not have seen thine kingdom come. Let's refresh. Can we refresh in this place? I'm gonna go to wait. We're gonna go to Mark 14, starting at verse 32. But let me just finish, because we are talking about how we are to follow Christ. And I'm talking, and I believe that God wants to raise up a real Christian, the true Christian, the Christian that in this 20 and 23 walks this way. Because we're not walking this way. In what way am I talking about? That whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Are we denying ourselves? Are we taking up our cross? Are we following God? Or are we denying Christ? Are we denying the Holy Spirit? Are we denying the unctionings and the whispers of spirit? And we're taking up our own way and our own will and what I got to do to make this happen. And okay. But since we're talking about following Christ, amen, let's follow him to the garden. And when he was in the garden, with his soul exceeding sorrowful unto death, he tells his disciples to tarry here and watch. And he went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. But he didn't stay there. He didn't stay, Lord, take this away. Lord, take this away. And become stagnant in his prayer because he wasn't willing to surrender and change. Verse 36, he says, and then it reads, and he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, and we need to be a people of nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. We need to be a nevertheless people. We need to be a nevertheless. We're trying to be a never the more. I want more. We need to be a nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. And he cometh and findeth them sleeping. And he said unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldest not thou watch 1 hour? Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. Come on, what are we following in this season? Spirit or flesh? Okay, skaraya, skr. What are you following, spirit or flesh? Amen. Because the spirit can be saying, shh. And the flesh can be saying, show off. The spirit can be saying, humility. The flesh can be saying, boast. The spirit can be saying, peace. The flesh can be saying, go off. The spirit can be saying, resist. Submit to God, resist temptation. The flesh can be saying, go get that. What are we following? The spirit can be saying, stay up and pray. The flesh can be saying, I'm tired. What are we following? Somebody saying, nevertheless. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. And again, he went away and prayed and spake the same words. Notice, he went back into prayer. We need to stay in the place of prayer until either the thing change or we change, and then go back and stay in there. Like, this is just, I just have to be in this place. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, neither wist they what to answer him. And he cometh the third time and said, look, he went back into the place of prayer. Sometimes we pray one time and then we be like, why, what's going on? And then we call ourselves getting mad or having a certain type of feelings and things. But we just stay there and we wait and we trust God because he shows up all the time. Maybe not on our time, but on his time, which is the time, the right time. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. So we deny utterly. We take up our cross. Somebody said, take up my cross. Teach me to take up my cross, Lord God. Holy Spirit, explain to us in very real ways what it is to take up our cross. The Greek word is staros. It's a well-known instrument that was used for the most cruel punishments. The guiltiest of criminals, the slave robbers, the authors of insurrections, and even if the governors felt so, they would have upright, peaceable men suffer in such a way. To take up our cross is to be prepared to suffer even unto death. Jesus prepared to suffer even unto death. And get this, and be ever so sensitive, and be ever so, let us stay in the spirit until we, and not be quick to say we understand, or understanding, and let the flesh give us some judgments to what's being said, or get carried away. No. Sometimes suffering unto death is the flesh being denied. And when our flesh is denied and our flesh is starved, there's some feelings of that. It's the same way if you've been an addict of like alcohol or some type of drug, and then you start to deny that, your physical body will have a reaction. And to that thing is put to death, is done. The craving and the urge is done. There's like a detoxing that happens. We must forget ourselves, be prepared to endure and follow God. We think that when we follow Christ, amen, it's all the glory. We want to bypass the garden, Mount Golgotha, and hurry up the Saturday when it was just absolute silent. The grave, Mary Magdalene showing up at the tomb, amen, hallelujah, prepared to tend to Jesus' body. We want to bypass all of that and get to the feel good. See, Christ follow mindset. I believe God has is ministering to me to minister to all those who come under the sound of my voice, that our mindset is strong in Christ Jesus, that He is my strength. We're walking with the Almighty. We're walking with the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is our Father, the creator of heaven and earth. And sometimes I think, okay, maybe it's just me. I act like he's not my Father. And I act like the weakest when my Father is the most powerful-est. So excuse me if I come off as insensitive in some areas, but it's not that. But we need to toughen up, dig down deep, submit, surrender to prayer and worship and hearing the word of God and attending a service wherever the Holy Spirit leads you to. This is essential. And we don't do this and we wonder, why and how am I not able to withstand, and the wind come and the rain come and we're easily blown away? Jesus told those who are following after him that the same things as he is prepared to ascend, he's saying the same things that I did on this earth, you are able to do, and even greater. Well, where is the even greater on the earth? Is it because we're not denying ourselves, taking up our cross and following him? Is it because we're more concerned about being famous and about being rich and about being well known and about having the best resume and about the credits and about me and about what I want? Is it because I'm tending to more fleshly things and spiritual things? What? Is it because I'm concerned about, I want to be on certain lists
in certain rooms, verses about being before the Alpha and Omega, the only living God, the great I am, who is able to do all things, who nothing is too hard. And then what happens? Because I even think then what happens when we get all the icing and the frillies? What happens? Sometimes we can't even fully enjoy it. Why? Because the spirit is not being attended to. So what meaning is it really on these things? We must be transformed. We must renew our mind. We must apatanaomai, deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow after Christ. So my prayer, oh wait, our prayer, may our prayer be that, Holy Spirit, you teach us how to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow after Christ Jesus. And you teach us, and may we be teachable, and may we be willing and ready and surrendering and submit to the teachings, to the unctionings, to the instruction. So we apatanaomai, deny ourselves utterly, take up our cross, our staros, and follow. It's akoluteo, akaluteo. And that's the Greek word, and it's to follow requires obedience, to obey is to surrender and submit. So we follow, we accompany Jesus who takes the lead in determining the direction and the route of our movements, the direction in my relationships. You, I follow you in as a guide in all areas with all things. Hallelujah. This is how you see in Mark 8, where we started in verse 35, it says that those who find a life will lose it, and those who lose their life will find it. This is how we find life and life more abundantly. This is how we come into life and life more abundantly. You see, Jesus was raised on the third day, hallelujah, Reba Shanda Rabasaya, that we may have life and life more abundantly. May we deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow after Christ Jesus, that we will experience life and life more abundantly in our minds, life and life more abundantly in our hearts, life and life more abundantly in our belly. Come on, somebody say, life and life more abundantly in my mind, life and life more abundantly in my heart, life and life more abundantly in my belly, life and life more abundantly in my body, life and life more abundantly in my family, life and life more abundantly in my household, life and life more abundantly in my relationships, life and life more abundantly in my working relationships, life and life more abundantly in every room I enter into, life and life more abundantly, resha taba gandalaya, in my profession, life and life more abundantly in every land where the soles of my feet shall tread, life and life more abundantly in my perspective, in seeing, life and life more abundantly in hearing,
What does that look like? Life and life more abundantly in my seeing. That's perspective. Amen. Somebody, hallelujah. Somebody may see a storm. I see the miracle working power of God. Somebody may hear some news of we gonna let you go. Oh, I hear God opening up a door and preparing me to move into places and areas and things that I couldn't even imagine. And if this didn't happen, I wouldn't be able to enter into more. It's just a kingdom of heaven overtaking me. I see God making a way out of no way. I see God doing what I can't do. I see God doing what man can't do. I believe God wants us to turn to him quicker, turn to him more, expect from him the impossible. From the beginning, it's 2023 is about following after Christ and seeing impossibilities be realities. So let us deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow after Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your time here, for your presence here, for your goodness here. Thank you, oh God, that even in the hard places of teaching, in the allergic to our flesh places of teaching, may we accept, may we receive, may we be excited for, because you have more. There's more. There's more. There's more. There's more. There's more. And so, Father God, we just trust you. We choose to get into an obedient posture, a submissive posture, a worship posture. And from that place, move. And from that place, live. And from that place, have our being. So may the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he lift his countenance towards you and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you. Aparaneo Mai, deny utterly ourselves. And we will see, and you will see, the impossibilities of God be realities in your life and on this earth. Miracles, signs, and wonders in Jesus' mighty name. By miracles, signs, and wonders in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you. Shalom.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.